you know, it's easy to be content with the way we've been playing. These last few games, we've had some success, and we know Pittsburgh is a good team. Obviously, they have some talented guys, and we wanted to come out and prove that we can play with the best of the best.
Blake mentions that there was a lot more communication on the bench, and you guys were encouraging each other throughout the game.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we were talking, I think the first 10 minutes of the game, we were kind of a little quiet on the bench, and I think after Wheels' fight, kind of woke us up a little bit, and, you know, got some energy back in our group, and, you know, it was a very emotional game, and it was fun to play, and it's old school hockey, and it's definitely something that you enjoy, and it's the reason why you want to play the game.
It's a bit of an identity game for this team, maybe?
I don't know how many fights we have, five, six fights? Probably not going to happen every game, but I think it's good. I think it's good to see that guys are sticking up for one another and sticking up for yourself. And, you know, it shows that guys care and guys are going to back each other up, and that's a pretty good feeling to have.
Not just because of the fights, but a lot of pushback, a lot of, I hate to call it turf war, but maybe something like that, not on your ice.
You know, I think so. I think it's easy. You know, we're down 3-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, it's folded up, but big goal by Troops there at the end of the second period to give us a chance to win, and we were able to tie it and get that point. It was tough to lose in a shootout, but I thought it was a really good pushback, and, you know, we fought hard to the end.
I feel like you guys are building something here, the way it's been going the past six or seven games.
Well, I think it's a good, I think we've shown each other if we play this way, we're going to have success. So why try to change that, and why try to do more? So I think our compete and our battle level has really risen these last few games, and I think that's the reason we're winning. So if we can continue to do that and have the energy and the compete and just try to outwork the other team as we've been doing, we'll have success and we'll win more than we don't.
There's a lot of talk coming into this game about Pittsburgh's power play and that being a critical piece of this hockey game. It has to be satisfying to, you know, shut them down six power plays.
Well, our penalty kill has been really good throughout the year. And, you know, any time a power play is looking at 41%, it's obviously going to be a challenge, and with the guys they have. But, you know, we're a pressure penalty kill. And when you disrupt the other team's breakout and, you know, try to prevent them from having time with the puck, you know, usually have success and you're able to get some breaks and get some big kills at the end especially.
Did you change anything in the power play or penalty kill headed into the game?
No, not really. I think we've just been killing. We've been having success the way we've been killing, and we didn't want to change too much.
Especially get number 100.
I mean, yeah, it's obviously a nice milestone, and hopefully there's a few more of those left in the tank.